Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Worthen. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Worthen. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Tate. Pitching for the New York Mets, Randy Tate. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dwyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kleins takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kleins moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Tate. Jorgensen moves to second. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Biedner strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hyndman hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Worthen strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tate strikes out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kleins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Tate covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grote moves to second. Jack Hyndman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hyndman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyndman takes first base on ball 4. Randy Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate bunts towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to third for the out. Hyndman moves to second. 2 outs. Gene Kline's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kline's is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kline's hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Biedner who is chasing the ball. Kline's reaches third base with a triple. Hyndman scores. Tate goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen juggles the ball. That's an error on Jorgensen. Klein scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Dan Worthen. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biedner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Biedner moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote strikes out. 1 out. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hydeman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hydeman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Tate is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Morales pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales strikes out. 1 out. Jim Little pinch hits for Don Demola. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Little hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Manguel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Little moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Little scores. Manguel moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0-for-3 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Barry Foote now catching. Gary Carter now playing right field. Tim Foley now playing shortstop. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kleins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kleins strikes out. 1 out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish is called out on strikes. 1 out. Pete Mackinnon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mackinnon is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Foley reaches second base with a double. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Torre is 0 for 3 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.